Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Steve Forbes. Forbes, chairman of Forbes Media, chief editor-in-chief there, Forbes.com. I encourage you to check that out. Don't forget his film, In Money We Trust, which is on Amazon and wherever you can buy things like that, and also on PBS. It's been there too. Steve, thanks again for being here. As we wrap up our visit today, when you look out across the landscape, the marketplace, society, the world today, and you got small business owners, God bless every one of them, sitting at your knee right now, Steve, what would you like to say to them? What's your advice? What's your counsel? What's your perspective? What's your wisdom?
I think you've provided the wisdom, and that is what my grandfather called stick-to-itiveness. Try to figure out what the needs of the customer are. Try to not get caught up on the means to serve your clients and customers change. You got to go with it. You're there to serve them, not the other way around. And keep at it. We're in a unique situation in our country's history, but this is not going to last. We're going to have some turbulent times in the months ahead with the Federal Reserve and if these taxes go through, but we will emerge. And so just find a way, look at that cash flow, and by golly, we'll make it through. The soul of the country has not been lost.
Well, and that I really do believe that, and I have to tell you, the when you combine the big tech and political forces and a pandemic, that's pretty tough on small business owners, and that's the thing that I'm worried about COVID-21 now. Steve, another thing I was going to ask you about is I've been calling what we're in right now with China, with Russia, with Iran, with North Korea. I've been calling that World War III for about a dozen years now. I started out thinking about it from the standpoint of cybersecurity. Now we've been invaded by an organism. I've been telling them that my audience that we're in World War III with them, and it's not a Cold War. What do you think?
Whatever you call it, World War III, Cold War II, whatever name you want to give to it, we do have adversaries out there. And this is, again, why we need a strong economy, not a weak one. You know, they're spending trillions in Washington these days, and yet in real terms they're cutting the defense budget at a time when we're facing more pressures than ever before. And that's a disgrace. And if I hope our people behind the scenes are up to speed in terms of this hacking and malware, so that if Putin does something, you just call up and say, knock it off, or we're going to knock something of yours out.
Right.
They've got to know there's a price to pay. And while Biden makes noises, the cutting of the defense budget, not fully supporting the Israelis when Iran's trying to take over the Middle East, and Russia doing what they're doing, China doing what they're doing, words don't count. Actions is the only thing they pay attention to in this administration. It's been great on some words, but on actions on the foreign policy front, by golly, they still think it's 10, 20, 30 years ago. It isn't. It's a new world out there. We better be ready for it, or it's not going to be a good world.
One of the things, as we wrap up with a minute to go, Steve, that I want to leave folks with this week is let's remember that your neighbor is not your enemy. China, Russia, Iran, people who want to take over our lives, those are people who are our enemies, not our neighbors. We need to get off of social media, and we need to quit treating our neighbors like they're our enemy. If we fight ourselves internally, we're lost. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's right. Let's have a debate, not a war with each other. and tone it down. Make your point, but you don't have to call names and go for vituperation and that kind of thing.
Right.
I think people are kind of sick of that now. Civility doesn't mean we're not going to have differences, but civility is the key to moving ahead.
Well said.
Realize we're all in the same boat. Like it or not, the ship is ours, and we better do it right.
Well said, Steve. Hey, Steve, thank you again for being here. We appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you for all you've done. You've been a lifesaver for countless small businesses. Delighted to hear. In other ways, you're going to continue that absolutely crucial missionary work, the
thank
backbone
you, Steve.
Of the country.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorites around here. And you'll continue to hear his voice, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.